Kirkland, police operator referred me to your number.
Yes.
Said you had some sort of a, they had some sort of a bulletin. And my little girls were out, I flew Navy, a torpedo bomber, and I'm sure my vision is not that bad. But have you had any calls about these things that are circling over the Kirkland Lake, Washington area?
Yes, we're flooded with calls.
Are you?
Yes.
Well, I'm not the only one that's kooky then.
No.
Yeah, well, we saw a bunch of them. They were, as they say, studying stars, and we're up in the north end of Lake Washington. And to the south and east of us, these, it must have been a half a dozen sort of red objects, which seem to be mingling into the air traffic that normally comes across. You can spot the military and the commercial.
Yes.
And these things are sort of flying together in a sort of a semicircular, sort of counterclockwise area. Have you had a lot? Have you had other reports on this tonight?
Yes, there are reports coming from all over northeast Seattle, and then in towards the north of Lake Washington also.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what I was seeing because they didn't behave, and then there were some sort of bluish white objects that seemed to be going up and down like a helicopter might. But even with binoculars, you can't really determine what's going on. But these red objects were going around in a, they say counterclockwise. I should have said clockwise. Clockwise. From the north end of the lake, south, and then around back behind some trees that I couldn't see, and then they seemed to disappear and then reappear.
I see.
And the bluish-white objects were going up and down, and the girl thought they were stars falling or something.
Uh-huh.
But they weren't, because they'd, a shooting star doesn't come down and go back up normally.
Right. Never.
So I don't know. And I don't make crank calls. They say I'm an ex naval veteran and never say anything quite like it. I didn't know if there was some going. I'd say 8:15 to 8:30.
Okay.
Someplace in there.
Now the red ones, did you ever get count on those?
I got a count of about as I say, I had to look through trees and there was at least 4 to 6. I could always see 4.
Uh-huh.
But when they got behind the trees, I'd sort of lose count. Whether there was a couple others or not, I don't know. But they were just, they weren't flashing or doing a darn thing, but they just showed a red signal, and they seemed to be in sort of a loose formation, like, maybe 3 leaders and one on the tail or something, and they were sparse apart. Oh, gosh, I can't tell what the distance was. But if it were a naval formation of planes coming in to land on a carrier, I'd judge them to be about 100 yards apart. But I don't know how far I was looking out.
Right. Were they in any fixed formation?
3 seemed to be, with 1 low. And then when they'd emerged on the other side, as I say, I'd lose them in the trees.
Right.
But there were at least 4, and maybe more. I don't know.
Okay.
But then over to the south and west of us, almost due south, actually, a little bit to the west, there were a couple of funny things going on up and down. And there seemed to be quite a bit of both commercial, private, and military aircraft in the area at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And I was sort of losing track of what was going on where, but I couldn't forget what these. You can track a commercial plane by its signal and a private and a military, but So I don't know. I was just wondering if well, I wasn't having hallucinations because my 10 and 6-year-old daughters saw, and my wife all saw the same thing.
Did you have any estimate on the size of those red lights?
No, no, just lights.
Just plain red lights, okay.
Yeah. No, even with binoculars, we couldn't get any configuration whatsoever.
Were they operating at fairly high altitude?
No, they were dipping up and down, which thing that caught my curiosity, because they'd go any place to 45 degrees above the horizon, down almost the horizon, and dip back up again.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then I'd lose sight of them, and they'd sort of disappear around to the north. Well, I'm in Juanita, and I've got a lot of trees around my house. And I'd catch sight of them again. They seem to be climbing to the north and east.
Okay.
And then they'd dip down below the horizon or the lights where I couldn't see them. And then they'd suddenly reappear back over to the southwest.
Okay. In your opinion, would these be something out of the ordinary from conventional aircraft?
Definitely. There's definitely something out of the ordinary. I wouldn't have made this stupid call. I feel like a fool talking about it. I know you people probably take this seriously.
Very much so.
But I never really have, and I've never seen anything that would cause me to place a call like this.
Well, we've been flooded with calls tonight from throughout this area, and even some stuff from out of state.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
I had a couple beers, but I haven't had that many. But these things were doing some dipsy doodles that, as I say, I flew Navy in World War II, and I can't quite figure out what they were doing or what they were, but they certainly weren't like anything I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
That solid red light I couldn't figure out because... I don't know of anything in the air that's permitted to fly that way.
Uh-huh.
Unless there's some new deal about helicopters or something.
Okay, you say your two daughters saw this too?
Oh, yeah, two daughters and a wife.
Uh-huh.
They first picked it up with binoculars when they were studying their stars for their astronomy course or something. They watched them quite a while before they called me and asked me to come out and tell them what they were looking at. And boy, I couldn't make heads or tails of it. It was not a normal, well, any military or commercial pattern that I know of. But of course, I'm not that smart, so I really don't know.
Okay. Well, appreciate this call, and if we get any answers as to what's being seen around here tonight, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah. If you have any further interest, if I make further sightings, you call them?
Oh, definitely.
You'd like to have me call you
back?
Oh,
definitely. Very definitely.
Okay.
This 24-hour answering here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've never seen anything abnormal in the sky before, but this certainly wasn't normal. I didn't get the solid red thing going around and or the series of those things, and I didn't get that up and down. It looked like a almost like a sparkler, you know, the thing you have at 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And it sparkled quite brightly. But it was going up and down and sideways, and I could figure out what in the world that was. I thought originally when I went out that it was just a falling star that was going down or something. When I went back up, I figured, well, that doesn't make much sense.
How about the speed of those red lights?
I'd say, they say my perspective wasn't that great because I didn't have any idea of distance.
Yes.
But I'd say that they covered 180 degrees in probably A minute. Uh-huh. Or no, not that much. No. Let me think. Yeah, that's about right. It'd be a few minutes.
Okay.
That they would cover maybe from dead south to northeast, and they were going northeasterly.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't think, we had them several times. I mean, it wasn't just one thing.
Right.
And they, I'd say, I think we saw them, I don't know how many times the girls saw them. I saw them, about four times, and I think they were in vision from, my guess would be someplace in the middle of Lake Washington to Woodinville in sight for about 2 minutes. That's about 180 degrees, I think.
Okay. Now, this would be, most of this was taking place, and I presume, in the western sky. You were looking to the west, south.
No, I was looking to the east.
To the east.
I'm looking to the east. I'm
okay.
Looking south and east.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they could be any place from the mountains to right overhead, because like
right.
I say there were just red blots, and with binoculars I couldn't pick out any kind of identification of aircraft.
Okay.
Because I could see aircraft coming in. They come over sometime towards SeaTac, depending on the wind conditions, and you can see the commercials coming in. And when I was out watching all this nonsense, I saw some military aircraft too. But I couldn't pick out anything except lights.
Yes.
On these things that that's what made it sort of interesting, because you could see, you could identify. I can identify. I got. After flying 4 years in the Navy, I can identify most things and what they're doing day or night. But these are something that I've never encountered before. I just don't know exactly what's going on. But I thought perhaps it might be some sort of a military maneuver, and the helicopters were coated with different colored lights or something. But I couldn't hear any helicopter sounds.
Yes.
One thing that threw me off, and the engine noises I heard, I could identify when commercial jets were coming in. But these things, I don't know, when the normal jet noise died down, there wasn't any sound. And distance, I couldn't even make a guess at distance.
Yes, okay.
So, I don't know, I'm just probably talking a lot of nonsense.
Well, not at all. Not at all. Well, we sure appreciate the call, and if you see anything in the future, why, please let us know.
Okay, I'll have my girls go out and sit and look for some more.
Okay.
See you, Eddie. I'll give you a call back. What's your name?
Bob Gribble, G-R-I-B-B-L-E.
Bob Gribble. Yeah. Is that a full-time job, Bob?
No.
Yeah. It's just, what do you folks do? Just record this stuff and...
We investigate all the cases and get all the data and get it into our data bank and look for patterns, concentrations of activity, and so forth.
I'll be darned. Well, that's very interesting. If I hear anything or see anything more, I won't feel like such a damn fool when I call you back.
Okay.
Okay, Bob. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Surely. Goodbye.
Bye.